Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Good morning, everybody. I'm hoping that your weekend was great. You are now here with Liquid Shane on 1973 with our Coffee Talk podcast on this April 30th, 2018. And I'm hoping that your weekend was great. I'm hoping it was amazing. I'm hoping that you were able to do all kinds of great things together with your family, with your friends, with anybody else that you were out there, maybe getting your batteries recharged. Maybe you were out doing some spring cleaning and you were cleaning up the yard or doing some lawn maintenance or doing some stuff to work on the garden or you were tilling the garden or whatever it was that you were doing. I'm hoping that this weekend was a great one for you because some places really experienced some great weather and was able to kind of get over the hump of some of that really cold weather that we've been having. And I know that there's some that's experiencing some rain and some different stuff. And we've got viewers and listeners across the country. So I know everybody has a little bit of a different story right now with the weather. But I'm hoping that this is the sign of things to come with great weather and us to be able to get out and enjoy barbecues, enjoy family, enjoy, you know, lawn and garden stuff, house parties, bonfires, whatever it is that you guys like to do during the summertime and the warm temperatures, I'm hoping that it's going to be great for you as we go forward. So maybe this weekend was the start of that for you. And if it was, I'm hoping that you filled your soul up with some good soul food and you guys were able to really enjoy some good time with family and friends and those kind of things. Now, I just shared on the video portion of the broadcast here, I did talk a little bit about how this weekend was a great weekend. It was a fulfilling weekend. Had some great times with good friends, good family, good all kinds of people that we hung out with. Really just kind of setting ourselves up for the future because you need to reconnect and you need to make sure that you do things outside of the regular grind. If you work for a job or you're employed by somebody and you go through your grind and you're going through the steps and the motions every day and you're just grinding it out and trying to make your paychecks and trying to be able to add into your 401k or do different stuff and you're just digging and grinding and grinding, you need to step away a little bit and be able to recharge your batteries and do the things that are necessary. So we did that this weekend and we had a great time doing it, and that's really not what the podcast is about. The podcast is about the back end stuff. So here we go up there for 3 days. We hang out with everybody. We drive all the way back down yesterday. Long trip. I get all the way home doing the things that I have to do. Get up this morning not planning on stepping on the scale because I know that every single time that I go for a trip, a vacation, or whatever, I always gain something. And whether it's a 2 pound gain, a 7 pound gain, 5 pound gain, whatever it is that I'm going to gain, I always know that I'm going to because of, there's a few factors that come into play, right? One, I'm not really exercising as much as I normally do. Two, I might have some adult beverages that are there that might put me over some of that area of what I'm trying to track. And three, there's a lot of sodium in a lot of the foods that you eat out at restaurants. No matter how conscious you are of where you're at, a lot of your restaurants cook and jam-packed salt all over the place, right? So sodium's everywhere. And no matter what kind of sodium it is, whether it's in a potato or whether it's in whatever you're eating and whatever you're dining on, there's always going to be some secret sodium there. So it's the silent creeper that comes in to anybody that's trying to lose weight, maintain weight, trying to do those kind of things. It always creeps in to beat us up. And of course, with the adult beverages going on, I tried to alternate with some water. Didn't necessarily be as successful as I could have. So this morning, I wasn't going to step on the scale, but I did. And I looked at it and I said, oh, yep, as I expected, I was going to gain some weight. But here's the what the podcast is going to be all about. It's about the struggle, okay? So anybody that's trying to lose weight, anybody that's trying to be healthy, trying to lift weights, trying to run marathons, trying to do whatever, there's always an area of struggle whenever you're trying to get to where your body doesn't naturally necessarily want to go. So if your mind is kicking in, you want to eat certain foods, your mind is kicking in, you don't want to go for the run to be able to train for that half marathon or marathon, and you just want to sit on the couch, you want to crawl under the blanket, you want to watch TV and watch soap operas, or whatever it is that your body's telling you, you're fighting against that energy or that momentum that your body wants to take you down the negative path, right? So it takes work and it takes struggle because the struggle part of it is all up here in the head. Every bit of the struggle is all mental. So if you are struggling with stuff, then all the other actionable behaviors that you want to put in place usually follow in suit. So if you're struggling, what happens to us normally? I'm not talking about maybe where you're at right now, but what happens normally when we struggle? If we see a gain on a scale, or we see life happening where drama happens, or something is thrown at us that we weren't expecting, and something happens where we now have to navigate through this situation to be able to get through it and do whatever we have to do. What happens on the back end of that is when the brain starts kicking in and we're having a tough time with things, we then start to slide down bad behaviors. We start to go down the road of consistently doing bad things because we're self-sabotaging and we're looking at it as being we're giving up and we're throwing our hands up. And that was my journey a lot in the past. In the past, that was what I did a lot of times, was if any kind of struggle happened or any kind of situation happened that wasn't ideal and it wasn't exactly what I was looking for or trying to be able to fight towards, that is when the binges started to happen. That's when the slide started to happen. That's when I started to give up on myself and started to really just pack it in and be able to move on, put on a bunch of pounds, and keep on moving forward. Well, here's the difference in the mindset of where I'm at now. The mindset changes over the fact that if you can look at the struggle that you're going through, so if you can embrace the struggle that you're going through and navigate through what that looks like and enjoy the struggle. Yes, I said enjoy the struggle because, I mean, it's easier said than done when you say enjoy the struggle, but there's truth to that. And here's what I mean by that. If you can look at the struggle as a learning opportunity or some situation where you can get something out of the struggle that you're going through to be able to, one, arm yourself for whatever's going to happen in the future. We've talked about this in the past. If you can give yourself the tools to navigate through if something like this was to happen again, then awesome. That's perfect. That's exactly where you want to be. The second part of the struggle is it helps you to just learn. It helps you to see what your cues are, what your triggers are, where you're at with everything. It also helps to build your armor. Okay. If you are going through struggle, what happens all the time whenever we fall down, we skin our knee, and we get back up? We usually take situations like that and we learn from those. I don't want to walk down that slippery ice patch. Or if I do, I'm going to be extremely careful of what I'm doing. Or if you're going into a place, into a bar to go find a relationship with somebody, you know, we've seen it in the past where if you go into a bar, usually you'll meet a person that's going into a bar that wants to hook up and do what they're doing, blah, blah, blah. And you're not going to find normally, I'm not saying all cases, but normally you're not going to find your long-term relationship in a place where you're trying to go hook up with people, right? But we learn from that. We learn from bad previous experiences. The struggle can be anything to anybody. So whatever the struggle is for you is different than what the struggle is for me. I'm a food addict. I know where my struggle usually happens. My struggle happens when stress happens, depression happens, or my downtime happens, or I'm during those snack times that I then consider food to be a quick fix for my situation. That's my struggle. That's my angst spot. That's where I sit and I go, man, I just can't do this. I'm giving up on whatever. I've got all kinds of stuff going on in my life. I can't do this right now, and I'm going to rely on food to bring me out of that situation. I can't do that, right? I need to understand that that's what that is. So I've learned in my journey, instead of sliding back into bad habits, I now can go, here's Monday. I had a great weekend, but now I'm back at it this Monday because I know what to do to be able to be right. I also know what my body does during these situations. And I know that I put on weight when I eat sodium-filled foods. And I know that I enjoy myself if I had some adult beverages. But now I'm going to focus on water, making sure that I'm eating healthy, making sure that I'm tracking things that I need to track and do the things that I need to do to make sure that I'm back on track. 1,000% different mindset of what I used to be in the past. You know, I used to sit back and I would be self-defeating and I would be looking at myself in the mirror or in my reflection and going, I'm not happy or proud of who you are and what you're doing right now. Even if it was just one day out of a journey of 1,000, one day I would legitimately beat myself up so bad. And I would be at a place where I'd be like, oh, you know what? This isn't going to work. Knowing that it does work, knowing that I've been so successful in the longevity of my journey, And knowing all the things that I tried to learn in the past, but I never embraced it. And I just continued to slide down that road of negative, beat myself up, just a really bad spot. Whenever those situations came around, I would always sit there and park there. So what's the struggle for you? So if you're struggling today, maybe you had a long weekend also. Maybe you went out partying. Maybe you had an emotional weekend. Maybe the family dog died. Maybe one of your family members is in the hospital. Maybe some sort of situation has arisen in your family or in your life that has caused you to have a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety in your life right now. And you're looking at it going, this is now when I'm struggling. This is where I'm at. How many times do you see posted on No Finish Line Nation, on Connect, on Instagram, and whatever, whenever something goes on, people will post and reach out for a lending of a hand to say, I'm struggling right now because I can't seem to understand how my mind is working right now. I'm really struggling. I want to dive into whatever food that it is, or I just want to maybe satiate that angst and that energy or that negative karma that I got going on right now with food or whatever it is, alcohol or whatever. And how many times do we see that? We see it all the time. There's posts everywhere about it. So what this tells me is it's a pretty common thing for people. You know, whether we think that we're in the majority, because we're not alone. Everybody will go through this at one time or another. That's a really big piece to remember too, right? If we know that other people have gone through it or other people are going through it, how helpful is that for us to know if they've, one, been successful, or two, that they can help you, right? If they've been successful, how can you reach out to those folks or even touch base with those folks to say, I know you went through something similar to what I went through, and your story motivates and inspires me to be better. It's pretty powerful stuff if you think about it. We've got almost 40,000 people on No Finish Line Nation. If you haven't been on No Finish Line Nation, I'm telling you, you need to go on there to sign up, subscribe, go in there and be a part of it. It's a closed Facebook group. I know most of you that are listening to this right now are on there and you're part of the journey and part of where we're at. But spread the word to those people and those folks that need the assistance and the help. If I'm talking to you about this struggle piece right here and now on this podcast and on this vlog and on my blog entry, there are so many people that are going through the same exact thing that we are. People that aren't being helped. People that are struggling every day, they're out there just digging and they're trying to be able to put their shovels through concrete, trying to get, it's almost like rowing in mud, right? You're in a canoe and you're rowing in mud and you can't get forward and you're trying to move forward and you can't do it because your mind is stopping you at every step of the way. And if you don't have support, you don't have meetings to go to, if you don't have family that supports you, because there's a lot of that too, if you don't have people to be able to lift you up and get you to where you are, then what better place to be able to go to than a safe environment like this closed group? Now, you might be thinking, if you are a Facebook user and you're somebody or a Facebook anti-Facebook person, and you're like, nope, I don't do Facebook, I don't do any of that, there's too much political stuff, too much drama, too much whatever, you'll be completely surprised by what you experience when you step out and you try to join this group. Even if you've got to make a profile that just has you and nobody else, no friends, no anything, just get in there. You need it. All of us go through the struggle. And when we're going through the struggle, we need people to help us get through the struggle. Okay? And so the other part of it is that what helps in this journey is that as you are seeing people that have gone through the same struggles that you're going through, gone through the same situation that you're going through, what better way and what huge resource that we have at our disposal to be able to say, I can learn from those people. And then as you're going through the things that you're going through, what better way for you to be able to then take notes and write down the things that you've done that have been successful for you? If you had a victory in one day, you've had like 5 days of losses or whatever, or 5 days of just negative stuff going on in your life, and you have this one day of just, I feel like I'm a champion and I'm conquering the world. Write those things down. Because you know what you're doing? You're going through the struggles and then you're coming out on the back end stronger, wiser, more ready, and more apt to be able to attack anything that's thrown at you. And that's what the struggle does. I look at struggles so much different now. I used to look at it as being like one of those things of, why do bad things happen to good people sometimes. You know, I feel like I do so many good things. I feel like I help people. I give back. I volunteer. I'm a good dad. I'm a good husband. I really focus on it. And then why do bad things happen to me? That's the way I used to look at it. And mind you, it's easier said than done because the struggle sucks. It really does. It's not easy. It's not easy to go through some of the hardships that we go through. And it's not easy to also, while you're going through it, to understand the concept of what can I learn from this and how can I be better from that. Absolutely not easy. It's very difficult to do so. But I feel like if you could find the spot that you can get to, that you can be that person that says, okay, there's a reason I'm going through this right now. So now what I've got to do is I've got to take it step by step and be able to get through the things that I have to get through, learning along the way. And not just going through the chaos. Because if you got chaos going all around you and you got things flying by you left and right and you're singing by your head and you're trying to be able to figure things out, you're never going to really get to the point where you can handle the next situation that's very similar with that chaos again, because all you're doing is just navigating and running through it. Take notes every once in a while. When you're going through the struggle, write down your feelings, almost like a diary, right? I mean, a lot of people don't necessarily use diaries, but I take notes, and I have this little app on my phone, on my iPhone, that has a little notes section, and I click on the notes, and I put a little journal entry on the date of how I'm feeling at that moment in time, and I might even put a little capture of what's going on around me at that moment, right? You know, my father with Alzheimer's, or my sister going through a lot going down in Virginia, being a cop and having a really tough life down there as a cop and in the police world, or my son going through struggles of just being a teenager, right? Or myself going through the fact of my own struggle with the fact of trying to continue to push forward and lose weight and be healthy and those kind of things. Whatever it is, I always try to put down the side notes that can paint the picture of what the environment looks like. Because a year down the road, I may not remember what the environment was, but I remember what the behavior was. And now I can tie the two together if I know what that looks like. And I know that when it happens in the future, because it's going to happen in the future, it always does. I mean, we can try to avoid it all we want to. We can try to say, there's no way that's going to happen to me again. Well, it probably will. More often than not, you're going to have it happen to you again. Now, what's your plan for how you're going to attack it? Be in front of it. Have a plan A, B, C, and D. What's your backup plan to your backup plan? Because sometimes plan B doesn't work. And even if you took notes on what was successful before, that may not work in the new situation. But here's the key. Take the struggles that you're going through and use them as building blocks for where you want to be. If you're going through something mentally, and you're going through something that's going to be a situation where you're not feeling it and you're not feeling very good about any of the situation that's happening at that moment in time, you need to get to a point where you can go, okay, I need to build blocks for me to be able to get myself to the place where I need to be. Now, there are times when struggle happens that you're just going to have to navigate. You're just going to have to ride it out. There may not be a learning during the time frame that it's happening. But don't forget to, even after it's all over, because you're still living, you're still breathing, you're healthy, and you're moving forward. Even after all the drama's gone on and all the chaos has happened, you're still here. So what can you do to be able to be better, be stronger, and then share that with other people? Because I think it really helps to be amongst others that are going through the same struggles that you're going through that can help them also to be successful in this journey. And I don't know if that really helps you guys as much as it helped me, because I really thought about it this morning as I hopped on the scale and I saw the lift and the number that I saw on there. But I also know from my previous experience, I've taken notes on these situations before. My prior experience shows this is what usually happens to me, but this is how I've been successful moving forward after those types of situations happen versus the times where I just fall off the radar and then I disappear for a while. And then I come back 25 to 30 pounds heavier. So remember, if you're going through the struggle, take notes. Know what you're going through and embrace the struggle. You're only building your strength and you're only building your skill set to learn about things and ways to be better moving forward. Okay? I'm hoping that that helps you guys. I know it helped me in my thought process this morning because I was struggling this morning. So if I was struggling, I know that there's others out there that were struggling also because we're all very similar and we're all wired pretty similarly. Although our struggles are different, we all have struggles and we got to get through them. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chain on 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquid Chain on 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.